Take a tour of any wastewater treatment plant and you'll soon understand the main objective, to separate the liquids from the solids. Until the mid-90s, most of these solids or sludge used to go into landfills or were dumped in the ocean. But in 1994, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency started a program to promote the use of sludge on farms as fertilizer. The EPA thought this was a perfect solution, turning waste into a useful product. But scientists have found something which could turn the EPA program on its head. Rolf Halden is an assistant professor at the Johns Hopkins Center for Water and Health. He says sludge contains many of the chemicals we use.
If you look at municipal sludge, it really is a matrix that reflects the chemical footprint of our society.
Halden's focused on one chemical he's found in sludge called triclosan, and there's a lot of it out there. It's in antibacterial soaps and can even be in our toothpaste, deodorants, and shampoos. Until recently, most of it was thought to break down. Now, Halden says, they found something different.
In the work that we have done at Johns Hopkins, we have demonstrated that, for example, triclosan, when it enters a wastewater treatment plant, is not effectively being degraded, and half of the mass is left over.
Halden and his colleagues found this leftover mass in sludge, and since half the sludge produced each year in the U.S. goes to fertilize farm fields, Halden says we might want to think about our food supply.
We really create a pipeline of contaminants that are first discharged into the water, and then accumulated in the sludge, and then applied in agriculture, which opens a pathway for the contamination of the food supply and the further distribution of these chemicals in the environment.
At this point, scientists are still studying levels of this chemical. They haven't even begun to understand triclosan's effects in agriculture. But there's something they do know about it. Researchers found triclosan can mimic thyroid hormones in the North American bullfrog and disrupt its growth. When tadpoles were exposed to low levels of this chemical for a short amount of time, their growth into juvenile frogs was impaired. But this doesn't sound like that big of a deal. The frog doesn't die, it just doesn't grow properly, right? Keep in mind that this study tracked exposure to triclosan over 4 hours. Halden says by spreading wastewater sludge in agriculture, we could be exposing wildlife to chemicals like triclosan for their entire lives.
When these chemicals are transported into the environment with the agricultural fertilizer, which is the municipal sludge, then they sit there in the soil, not only for seconds, but for days and weeks and for months to even years. And for, in some situations, in sediments, aquatic sediments, they can sit there for decades. And this implies that organisms are, for their lifespan, exposed to very high levels of these contaminants. What the outcome of that is really not fully understood right now and requires more research.
The U.S. Geological Survey has also been looking for chemicals in sludge or biosolids, and they found steroids, antihistamines, and antidepressants. Ed Furlong, a research chemist with the USGS in Denver, Colorado, says they are now studying how these chemicals react once out in agriculture.
We've identified that many of these compounds are consistently present in biosolids from across the country. We're now trying to understand what happens after those biosolids are applied to the soil.
The USGS is not the only agency looking at this issue. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has also been conducting its own survey of chemicals like triclosan in sludge. They say the results of the survey won't be released until next summer. Then comes the complicated process of deciding what to do with the survey results. A decision about whether to stop using sludge with hormone-disrupting chemicals to fertilize farm fields could be years away. For the Environment Report, I'm Kinna Oman.